Well, the plea is in. Hunter Biden, the son of the current president of the United States, he has pled not guilty to these gun charges. The back and forth has been going on for quite some time between his legal team and prosecutors. It's intensified with the implications that really could impact his father's presidency. In court today in Delaware, back to where he was earlier this summer where that plea deal fell apart.
Yeah, this has to be pretty disappointing for Hunter Biden. What was supposed to be a plea deal that kept him out of prison and kept him from being charged in any additional cases now has him in court pleading not guilty, facing a prosecution that's ready to go to the mat, possibly. We're going to see how this plays out. Tom, I think it's interesting for Hunter Biden to think at one point that this is all going to be behind me. I can put this behind me. I can do what I have to do. And then move forward with my life. That is not the case anymore. Not only does he have to deal with this gun charge, he's also going to have to deal with any potential new charges that come forward. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks.
Appreciate you being here. This is a big turn of events for Hunter Biden, isn't it? At one point thinking that you're going to have a plea deal and no further charges to having to plead not guilty and knowing that you got a battle on your hands.
Yeah, it's think about it from this standpoint. He already started meeting with the probation department and the diversion department on the gun charges, all while he's thinking that this is done. And then the next thing you know, the court did not accept the plea, and they start all over entering the gun charges, and he potentially could face more charges. But the gun charges had to be brought if they were going to be brought because of the statute of limitations, I think.
If you're not the president's son, how serious are these gun charges?
These are serious charges. Candidly, never seen these charges before. I mean, how many times have you seen criminals fill out forms to get a gun and then later on get charged with that? That doesn't happen. I haven't seen it. Usually it's the underlying felony. You know, you commit a robbery with a gun, or you're a felon in possession and you have a gun. Those charges get hit all the time. Here you fill out at the store. You tell the store owner, you know, yep, no, I'm not an addict. And then you fill out the ATF form. No, I don't do drugs. And then next thing you know, in a book, you tell all and you were on drugs for 11 days in that year and charges come. That's pretty heavy. I haven't seen that. These are serious charges. I think if I added up all the time, right, he'll never see this, obviously. But I think if you add up all the time on these charges, like 25 years and $750,000 fines. That'll never happen, but at the end of the day, you got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you look back at some, I guess, similar types of cases. Maybe it's 3 years in prison, not the 25. Is he looking at, if he's convicted, is he looking at any prison time, do you think?
I don't, Tom. I mean, you know, you got to know the difference between chicken soup and chicken blank here. This is not, to me, Tom, if you can't work out something on this, it's not like it's a, you know, he's dealing drugs or he's committing, crimes with guns. And they originally had him on a diversion program. Where the diversion program is that the gun case goes away. I think they were under a timing issue with this thing as well because the statute of limitations, and they have to bring these charges. But I still believe this is going to get a workout. This is going to get a plea of some sort. And I don't see time. I see a lengthy supervision program put together, a probationary program put together, and because they have to have the appearance of no favoritism because he's sitting president and first time in history got a son. But it seems to me, Tom, that this is going to be worked out somewhere along the line.
Okay, maybe with these charges, and maybe it was just Hunter Biden himself, but at the same time as this case is going on, there's a simultaneous unfolding of the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, Hunter's father, and a lot of it is connected to his son, Hunter Biden. Maybe not with these exact charges, but related. Could these intertwine at some point as David Weiss continues his investigations?
It's possible. So if you look at that, and you know, the impeachment process of sending wires of money, Hunter Biden doing three deals and getting funds from China, and the money being sent. He put down his, you know, the beneficiary, that being Hunter, put down President Biden's address when he was living with President Biden. So is there any kind of interlink here to those transactions and money coming over to Hunter? And this case, I don't see the two connecting, but, you know, the facts and time will tell.
I think you'll be able to explain this better than me, but I think what's going on here is a strategy now, and I think it's going to be the same with Donald Trump, where you get a first offense, a first conviction on somebody, and then you bring the second charge, and the judge has more ability to maybe lock somebody up or do something with somebody because it's now no longer a first offense but a second offense. And I think this, and with Donald Trump, they may just try and stack up a couple or three different offenses against these people and see what a judge does with it.
It's possible. That's, you know, if that were the theory, and I'm his defense attorney, I'm taking this one to trial. Prove that during this 11-day stretch, that if I'm facing prison time and you're going to stack this up on me, I'm the criminal defense attorney, I'm going to say to Biden, hey, listen, unless you can work out something that doesn't put you behind bars, what do you, you know, you're looking at here, what's the strength of the evidence that you had this gun during a time in 11 days in 2018 that you were on crack cocaine or cocaine? And then how are they going to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt? Because, then, you know, the tax, so your point being is there's the tax crimes that still can come back to bite Biden, right? So later on, they can indict Biden for the second round and try to stack both of these up. You know, if that was the strategy, I think Biden, you know, would go to trial, and that would be a show not anyone would want to miss. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things where I just don't see it, because I think, candidly, if he didn't charge within the next 2 months, 3 months, this case goes away because of the statute of limitations. So they had to do that, right? Because if 2024 comes, it's gone.
Yeah.
So then the tax period comes into play. You still have plenty of time on that. And I think that can be a serious felony if they wanted it to be, because it was a serious amount of cash.
Well, yeah. So in this particular case, we've got a few seconds left, but, you know, Abby Lau, he is the very powerful defense attorney representing Hunter Biden. He says, you know, within the next 30 days, he's going to file a motion to dismiss these charges against Hunter, specifically because of that diversion agreement that they had over the summer that got kind of imploded. Do you think he's got a case? Do you think the judge would look and say, yeah, you're right, let's just dismiss this after all this time?
I think it's a really tough one. You know why? It's because the judge in the first plea did not accept the deal, right? So didn't accept the deals. And the prosecution and the defense in that deal put the judge as the overseer of the diversion program for Hunter Biden. And judge said, nope, I'm not doing that. So it's hard to enforce something that doesn't have the premature or that stamp of approval by the judge. On the other side of the coin, the argument. So my answer to your question is, that's a tough argument.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough argument.
Yeah.
But on the other side, what is he going to argue? He's going to argue, hey, listen, it's a contract. You and I agreed, and we agreed to this, Tom. You can't renege on me. No.
Yes, you can. Appreciate it. Always your perspective. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Todd, thanks so much. Fox News next, 760 WJR.